Hi, folks. This is CBD of the Cut Jib Newsletter Worldwide Podcasting Network. I am in gorgeous northern New Jersey. I know, it's sort of weird hearing gorgeous in New Jersey in the same sentence, but it is a beautiful day. It's late summer in the Northeast, and it really is a pleasure. Sefton, how is it in the Midwest?
Well, from our vantage point here in southern Wisconsin, it's overcast, dreary, and a bit misty today. But other than that, life is pretty good. And that's it.
Well, life is not good in Iran. They're flailing and they're lashing out at the usual suspects. Interestingly enough, they're not shooting anything at Israel. They fired a bunch of ballistic missiles at Jordan. The Houthi, their pets, are lashing out at Saudi Arabia. But I do think that this is going to be the status quo until the Iranian regime is beaten down so badly that the people can rise up and kill the rest of them. I don't see them giving up. I might be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong. But I think this is going to be the status quo, as I said.
Yes.
The United States is locking down the Gulf, and it's locking down the Strait of Hormuz, and Iran can do very, very little. There's a blip in the price of oil, and that's going to happen. Is that a good thing for the United States? No, but we are producing far more oil used to, so that has a lot to do with the relatively benign effect on our economy. A lot of that $100 oil money is staying in the United States, whereas 30 or 40 or 50 years ago, it went right to the Middle East, and that's a big difference. But aside from that, I'm really bored with Iran. Sefton, what do you think about it?
Well, on a side note to it, which is related, unfortunately, is that it's put the pressure, of course, the usual suspects are blaming all of this on the state of Israel, and we'll get to something there in a moment with Israel and Great Britain. But there has been some sort of a conference that was called like in Mecca, between Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and a bunch of other Muslim to try to form an Islamic or a, not an Islamic, but an Arab or a Middle Eastern equivalent of NATO. And they should only be as successful as NATO, as in not. But that to me is a potential, is fraught with all kinds of potential problems. But as I mentioned, yeah, Israel is being blamed and Great Britain and Israel are going at it. Israel is now, taking sides with Argentina in their dispute with the Falkland Islands. And so
Yeah,
good for Israel.
that is interesting. But let's get back to an Arab NATO. They had the United Arab Republic, which was run by Nasser in the 60s,
Yes.
late 50s into the 60s, I think.
I believe you.
That didn't work out very well. So I doubt very much that the Arab world has sufficient collaborative energy to do it for very long.
No, and
But I agree,
Erdogan
it is
fancy.
potentially an issue, and it's something that we need to keep an eye on.
Yes, and Turkey's Erdogan fancies himself as the, as a, what somebody said in Mad Max, as the number one Arab in the world. He fancies himself as the emir of the world, and so he's going to go butt head to head with the mullahs in Iran eventually, who of course he's supporting right now. But yeah, it's not good. So, but hopefully, Israel and America can weather the storm, and we will not have an Islamic atomic bomb. Well, we have one to worry about in
Well, we do have
Pakistan,
one, yeah.
right? But we won't have an Iranian atomic bomb to worry about. So,
Yeah.
and please God, the Iranian regime will crumble, and we'll get some sort of stable, at least if they're not exporting terrorism, let alone, I wouldn't say they'd be pro-American, but at least they would not be so inclined as to just stay in their own backyard and mind their own business, which is the
Well,
best of all possible
yeah,
outcomes.
from your mouth to God's ear. So you
Yes.
mentioned the United Kingdom and their new announcement from their viciously anti-Israeli, anti-Zionist, anti-Jewish foreign minister about a essentially a boycott of all Israeli products that come from what they call the West Bank, what Israelis call Judea and Samaria, which is simply part of Israel. The UK has made it very, very clear that they are no longer part of the Western alliance. And I simply don't understand why they're doing this, because it's going to piss off Israel, and they don't need to piss off Israel. First of all, Israel is technologically and militarily more sophisticated than the United Kingdom.
That
And
is for sure.
yeah, and as you pointed out, Argentina is making noise about some drilling for oil in their neighborhood, which is also claimed by the UK. And Israel is sort of in an interesting position right now, because they have significant oil exploration and drilling companies, and who are they going to support? Are they going to support Argentina, which is at this point a powerful ally, a steadfast and loyal ally to Israel, or are they going to support the United Kingdom's claim on the Malvinas, as they call it, as the Argentines call it? And my answer is, fuck the UK. If they want to screw Israel, then Israel can screw them right back.
Yes, and
So.
it's and the British are so messed up anyway that in the last several years they've decided to go along with the global warming madness, and they've suspended, I think, pretty much most, or if not all, of their oil exploration in the North Sea, which is idiotic, I believe, unless I'm mistaken about that. And Israel also has deals with the Argentinians to help them explore for oil in the Falklands slash Malvinas.
Yeah.
And so it'll piss off all the right people. So good.
I think the UK is reopening some of the North Sea fields, but it's certainly not significant. But yeah, Argentina, mean, what can the UK do about Argentina taking the Malvinas or the Falklands? I don't think the UK can do anything. They
Very
simply do
little.
not have the military. I think they have something like five functional ocean-going ships at this point,
I
and
mean,
that's not enough.
they barely survived the 1982 Falklands War. They almost lost that war, or could have lost it.
Yeah.
But, they
Yeah, I
luckily
don't,
they
that I
again they
don't
won.
know about. I'm not a military historian, so I can't comment on how close they came to losing, but. But the
Well,
reality
they
is that they were able to extend power. They're ex able to project power in 1982, and they can't do it anymore. There's
Well,
absolutely no
and a
chance.
lot of that is because Ronald Reagan, rest in peace, put his, put the United States behind the British in that war, and the Argentinians did surprise attack. That was kind of a low blow. They started the war, so
Well, that's how wars start.
exactly.
You know,
But in any event,
there are very few
we'll see.
rules in war, and surprise attacks are unfortunately an accepted way of winning, of trying to win wars.
Big bow, yes,
So,
absolutely,
yeah.
yes.
So anyway, what else is going on?
Let's see. So we've talked. So, and right across the channel in France and in Europe. Well, back to England for a moment. There is
Okay.
some interesting unrest in the cities of Portsmouth and I forgot where else, against the British
Dover?
government
Wasn't
and
it in Dover?
Dover. Maybe in Dover,
Yeah, I
against the
don't.
British policy of open borders, of letting Muslims and others into the country willy-nilly to destroy British culture and its and British society. And it is kind of encouraging that these kind of protests are going on.
But what was shocking is that the official response from the British government, it was
Yes.
to attack the protesters rather than attacking the object or the subject of those protests, which is illegal immigration into the United Kingdom. And that signals clearly where the UK government stands, and that is they want unfettered immigration into into the United Kingdom, and that will dilute the traditional British voter, and they will eventually have an unassailable majority. And
Exactly.
Labor will run the country, and they will continue to flood it with illegals. And the UK as we know it will be gone. It's mostly gone anyway,
Yes,
but
but it'll be a
this
siege
is
in
their
labor, yeah.
last gasp. And well.
It is encouraging that there are people willing to rise up, and unfortunately, the British government is pulling out all stops in terms of the most uncivilized, anti-Western, anti-freedom agenda to try to stop it. Censorship, arrests, just really the most tyrannical things that are throwbacks to pri the pre Magna Carta England. It is unbelievable what they are doing. The tyranny is, after two world wars to beat back barbarians, they've literally become the barbarians that they fought against and wasted the flower of several generations. So they've condemned themselves to death.
They have.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see the UK surviving this. I hope it does. I'm an unabashed a Britophile. I don't know what you'd call me.
Anglophile, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Irish. They've lost their fucking minds, let's be honest. They're
We'll
viciously,
have to
horribly
get. Yeah.
anti-Semitic. They hate Israel.
We'll
They're
have to get Michael Walsh
self-destructive
on the program
because of, say that
to
again.
talk about that.
Oh, Michael Walsh?
Absolutely.
Oh my
Yes,
God,
we
we
got to get
definitely
him
have to get
back
Michael
on.
Walsh on again. Yeah.
Get him back. It's been way too long, and we miss him. He's a good man.
Yeah. So as
So,
long as
yeah.
we're in sort of Europe, let's talk about the National Rally, which is Marine Le Pen's political party in France, and the
Yes.
AfD, which is the German equivalent, really. And their leader
Yes.
is a woman named Alice Weidel. I don't know how to pronounce it in German.
Weigel, yeah.
Yeah, and they have done very, very well in a state election. They took 43 or 44%
Excellent.
of the vote, which is significant in a parliamentary system. And they, of course, the usual suspects in Europe are calling them, far right and anti-immigration. Well, actually, they are anti-immigration, so that's a fair charge. But the German Chancellor Merz
Mertz.
has gone after her, calling her party a destructive force, and talking about ethnic cleansing and all that kind of crap. That's rich coming from a German. But anyway,
Yes,
yeah,
it's a
so
shocking election. So the reactions tell you they are really out for blood, and those that are in power will do everything that they can to hold on to that power.
yeah, the AfD has promised, and this is a part of their official platform, deportation and re-migration. And
Good.
I think that's a wonderful thing. You have to get rid of the populations within your country that are antithetical to everything your country stands for. Well, actually, let's face it, the Muslim that they've imported are perfectly happy with the Third Reich's policies, but well, that's a different issue. Anyway,
Which is ironic, but in any event, yes,
yeah.
absolutely. So here it is. It's like this European guilt of, in a way, sort of what they did to the Jews. So what do? They go crazy by opening their borders to anybody and declaring them to be the moral equivalent of Jews, which is just disgusting, but that is their mindset.
Yeah, but
Same thing, same
the
goes for here.
important thing, is that the Christian Democrats have been destroyed. They
Yeah.
lost. They lost a huge, huge number of votes. At the AfD took 40, as I said, 43 or 44%. The Christian Democrats took 16, 17, 18, something like that. They were massacred. And that's a
Yes,
very, very good thing.
it was a
So,
very stunning victory for the forces of sanity in Europe. Hopefully it holds.
And in France, they're taking legal pot shots at the National Rally and Marine Le Pen, but she has survived them so far. Whether she can survive them long enough to the next election, I have no idea. These are arcane legal machinations that they are trying to destroy her and what seems like the will of the majority of the French people. But once again, we shall see.
Well, welcome to American politics, friends. What do you think the Democrats and the left have been doing since, at least since 2020, if not since forever?
Well, speaking of the left, J.D. Vance, he came out with some proposal to redirect something like $12 billion in a welfare fund, one of the thousands of different welfare funds that the United States government manages, and pay it to stay-at-home moms or I guess dads, it's a cute idea, but it's populist beyond belief, and it is destructive to the future financial health of the United States. The goal of the administration, the only goal of the administration when it comes to our debt and our deficit, is to decrease it. And spending money, even though it has been given to the administration by Congress, spending it on that kind of shit is simply a terrible, terrible thing.
It's
Increasing the
essentially
welfare
welfare
state,
for illegal aliens.
it's welfare. That's all it is. And even if it were administered perfectly, it's still like a massive waste of money. I wrote about this on Ace of Spades and at Kutchup newsletter yesterday. And listen, the only way to create wealth is to do it privately. You cannot do it using public money. And this is simply a sop to the moms out there. Or I don't even know what the hell J.D. Vance is babbling about, because
It
it's
is
a flat out wealth. It's just a welfare check.
yeah.
That's all it is.
It is a completely antithetical to me, to MAGA, to, if you want to go further back than that, the retiring Rick Santelli, to the Tea Party movement. It is antithetical to conservatism and limited government, which is why we elected Donald Trump in the first place, was to stop this madness. And if J.D. Vance thinks that he's going to get far in running in 2028 by creating more welfare programs, at least as far as I'm concerned, he's got another thing coming. But that's
Yeah,
true, and
I
that's
don't know
just the
what
tip
the
of the
hell.
iceberg for him.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell J.D. Vance is thinking.
Plus, he's still remaining friends with Tucker Carlson, a known Jew hater and a psychopath and a
Well, you know
neocon.
something? Let's ignore the Jew hate. Tucker Carlson's a fucking idiot. And he has taken so many pot shots at the administration, taking pot shots at J.D. Vance's boss. Well, okay, you can argue that the vice president and the president are separate positions, and one is not inferior to the other. But the reality is that President Trump is J.D. Vance's boss. And Tucker Carlson has been taking pot shots at him for months and months and months. Years and years and years, really. And how can J.D. Vance say, oh, well, we can still remain friends and disagree politically? It's not really a political disagreement. It's a political philosophy disagreement. And it's a nasty disagreement. And J.D. Vance chooses to ignore that. And I think that's a big mistake. I think that it shows that he is becoming a he is trying to get along with all people and be everything to all people. And that simply isn't going to work.
Nope, that is not going to fly. We have our friends, we have our allies, and we have people who think like us, and we have our enemies. And we know who our direct enemies are in the left. And we also now know who they are, who are supposedly behind the lines here in the Republican Party, the rhinos. And this is nuts. So sorry, J.D. Vance, you've, yeah, I mean, I really hope you're not the nominee. And right now, there are a couple of other people who have as equally a good a shot of, and who are as good, if not better than you. Potentially, Ted Cruz, potentially Ron
Ooh,
DeSantis, potentially
oh.
Ron DeSantis,
I
potentially.
love DeSantis, but Ted Cruz, let's talk about that.
Okay.
I Ted Cruz, he talks a good game. I hear very little that is substantive other than talking points out of Ted Cruz's mouth.
I meant what I really meant to say. I'm sorry. I meant to say Marco Rubio, not. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Nothing.
Oh, I'm
But
all in on Marco Rubio. He's great. I mean, he'll disappoint me eventually, but he is
well,
great.
let's hope not. He is great
Yeah.
so far. He's been outstanding as our standard bearer of sane foreign policy.
Yeah. And DeSantis is doing an absolutely spectacular job in a very, very big state. Florida, I was about to say New Jersey. Oh, I wish. Florida is doing stunningly well. He has
Yeah.
shrunk government. He has shrunk the pretty much everything to do with the state government in Florida. And it's amazing. And he's doing a fantastic job at it. That it
Absolutely.
and he is demonstrating that it can be done. People say that he's a terrible, he's boring and he's a terrible campaigner. I don't know. I've heard him speak, and he's clear and he's concise and he's intelligent, and he can speak extemporaneously. I don't see the problem. I'm not looking for for somebody to hang out with at a bar. I don't give a
Yeah.
shit if he's boring.
I'm looking for results and I'm looking for, a record. And yep,
Yeah, and he's got it.
he's been solid. He's got it. Yep.
Yeah.
And we've got a good bench. So, JD Vance, aloha, my friend. Sorry.
Well, maybe he can rehabilitate himself. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll
Yeah.
see. We should see what happens. Remains to be seen.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got a couple of other things going on
Yes.
close to home. Canada and the United States had a breakdown in their trade talks last week. And President Trump has slapped some pretty significant tariffs on Canada, and of course Canada has responded by their own t with their own tariffs, which are much less important. They're slapping a big tariff on Canadian booze, which is perfectly okay with me because Canadian whiskey sucks. Fight me on this one, but it's terrible.
Well, we'll just
And
have to.
other things, but the reality is that Canada's economy is tiny compared to the United States,
Yes,
and we
and
can
we'll
do a
just have
lot
to
more
change the
damage to
name of the
them.
country. Just have to change the name of the country to North America.
Yeah, but we can do a lot more damage to their economy than they can do to ours.
Very
So
true.
it behooves them to talk about this kind of stuff and not lash out with their own tariffs. They also said that we should stop doing memes, and only when we stop doing memes will they take us seriously. Well, okay, I think the memes are funny. I think
Mark
they're a
one.
hoot because most Americans don't give a shit about Canada,
No.
except as the butt of our jokes. So, if they want to play those games, let them. It's not that big a deal.
Exactly.
So. And the other, I mean, we can end with this because it's so unbelievably unpleasant. But this just catastrophe of a mistrial in Massachusetts, in Lindsey Clancy's
Oh,
trial for the murder of her three children.
she slaughtered three children, her
Yeah,
three
she murdered
children.
three kids, and I don't really give a shit that she was on some psychiatric medication. I simply don't care. It seems like she planned it pretty carefully. It was clearly premeditated. She knew what she was doing. She tried to hide she tried to hide it. She was in all respects a vile, evil woman.
As
And
vile and evil as it is, lest we forget, now the feminazi movement is making her into some sort of folk hero.
yeah, and they had a bunch of Harridans on there on this jury, who are—I mean—the stories that we're now hearing about it are just disgusting. They pretty much bullied everybody else into voting into supporting a not guilty verdict, except for one man who said no, she's guilty. And they fought and fought and fought and fought, and he stood strong and he stood proud. And the judge finally declared a mistrial, which I guess is better than not guilty. I don't know
Yes.
if the Commonwealth is going to retry her. I hope they do.
Well,
But
this is the
let's face
state.
it, she is an evil woman. She's also in a wheelchair. She had a I, again, I wrote about this at Ace of Spades recently. She's in a wheelchair with a I think a T5 T6 transection, which makes it difficult to lead a normal life.
Well, if they could just separate her head from the rest of her body, I think
Well,
that would cure a lot of illness.
yeah, she
Again,
is
this state,
it's a miserable life.
yes.
Especially if she's in an institution where she can't get good care.
And as
So I, let
we
let's
talked about,
she has been punished. Not nearly enough, by the way.
right?
I think
As we
she.
said, as we reported on a previous episode, lest we forget, Massachusetts made in essentially infanticide, up until, if not after, the point of birth legal. So what do you want? I don't know if that speaks for the state or if it's obviously speaks for the Democrats and the leftists there.
Yeah. Ugh. It's just a horror show. The idea that a mother can kill her three children is stunning to me. It's unbelievable, and I know that it happened, but it is still unbelievable.
And be a hero, and be a hero for it,
Yeah.
a heroine, whatever. Oh my God, that is, and all this happened on the death of Gloria Steinem, who helped birth the modern feminazi movement.
It is feminism. It's also the transsexualism that's driven in part by the left, not in part. I would say primarily by
Completely.
the left.
Yeah.
And it's this perfect storm of the destruction of the traditional role for women in our culture. And I'm going to write about this tomorrow on Ace of Spades and at Cutchip Newsletter. The primacy of women in our culture is being degraded. And when I say primacy, it's because women do the most important thing that humans can do, which is to bear and raise children. And they
Well,
are
after
built to do that. And that is a magnificent thing.
well,
And
80
for
years of
our
communist,
current culture, hold on, for our current culture to degrade that is profoundly destructive. And yes, we can lay this on the easily on the heads of our feminist movements, the various feminist movements, but it is more than that. It is a political movement as well as a social movement.
well, I mean, it is the seeds after 80 odd years of Soviet anti-American, anti-Western communist propaganda to destabilize normal, sane society.
Yes.
And this is the offshoot of it. And finally, after 60 years of madness, to destroy the family and to destroy God and to supplant it by the state. There you go.
You remember a book called Walden 2?
Yes.
Written by a psychologist named B.F. Skinner.
Yes.
And it's profoundly disturbing, but it's this postmodern, among other things, this postmodern method how to raise children. And it's horrible. It's evil beyond belief. And yet it is internally consistent from socialism's point of view.
Yeah.
And a certain profoundly disturbed psychological point of view. And that's what they're going for. But
And they've
what
got
it
it.
does is it takes as I said, the primacy of woman out of our culture. And that is dangerous. It is terrible and dangerous. And we need to fight that.
And that's why they had to go after Charlie Kirk, because
Yes.
Charlie Kirk was a ch champion of normalcy.
Yes, absolutely. Good point. All right, I'm
There you
depressing myself.
go. Me too. I'm pretty depressed as it is, and I've think we've pretty much hit all the bases for this week,
I
unless there's
think we
something
have.
else lurking out there.
I think we're pretty much done. All right, folks. So we're going to wrap this one up. Thank you very much. I'm going to call this one a new season, which is always fun to do. I'm not really sure why we have seasons, because Seth and I just jabber and record it and then post it, and you folks are good enough to listen,
Yes.
and hit our tip jar and comment and do all that kind of neat stuff. So thank you for that, and we will talk to you next week. Sefton, take it away.
Yes, we had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But in any event, thank you, Terry Jacks, for that one from 1974, before you were born, remember, kids? Anyway, JJ Sefton for CBD. Thank you, my dear friends, for your support and in commenting and participating, hitting our tip jar, because without you, we definitely would not be doing this. So until next week, hope you all had a great Labor Day weekend. And in advance, we want to wish our Jewish friends and all of you a Lashana Tova for a happy Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening, folks.